AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The White House says President Biden will be going to Florida Sunday to get a look at hurricane damage from Milton. The storm has killed at least 8 people. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says the day after Milton reached land, they're seeing fatalities that are preventable.
We have had fatalities because of interaction with downed power lines and water. We are seeing hazards that are still there. So please exercise caution.
DeSantis says more than 2 million homes are still without power in Florida. America's outlook on the economy slipped this month. The AP's Sagar Magani reports it's because of continued frustration over high prices.
After 2 straight months of small gains, the University of Michigan's Consumer Sentiment Index dropped a bit. Republicans reported a more significant drop than Democrats. The survey bottomed out in June 2022 when inflation peaked at 9.1%. Consumer sentiment has since gone up by about 40%, but remains well below pre-pandemic levels. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The Labor Department says wholesale prices were unchanged last month. Another sign inflation is returning to something close to normal. The Producer Price Index tracks inflation before it hits consumers. Stocks on Wall Street remain higher after recent losses. The gains for banks today help make up for the drag of Tesla after it unveiled its long-awaited robo-taxi. The Lebanese army says an Israeli airstrike killed 2 Lebanese soldiers. It happened hours after Israeli troops also fired on the headquarters of the UN peacekeepers in southern Lebanon, injuring 2 peacekeepers for the second time in as many days. President Volodymyr Zelensky says it's important allies' aid to Ukraine doesn't decrease next year. He got a pledge of new weapons from German Chancellor Olaf Scholz on a European tour. This is AP News. There is an effort in Chicago to reduce the deadly risk of the city's high-rises for migrating birds. Annette Prince with the Chicago Bird Collision Monitors walks through the city looking for birds that collide into windows high in the air.
If he hit the glass, that'll be okay. You see a little kind of divot on his head where he may have bumped himself.
That bird was lucky.
About 70% of them are dead. And about 30% of them are injured.
The birds are drawn by the light from skyscrapers and the glass. Doug Stotz with the Field Museum says McCormick Place decided to try to reduce the number of collisions.
They put in a film with a design of dots covering the whole surface.
Stotz says the new bird-safe windows reduce the number of bird deaths. Veterinarian Sarah Reich says the birds that are injured recover.
Fractures heal very, very quickly in these guys.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.